What we said in that article is that during the transitional period, that is between time that the Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced that a person has won the presidential election and inauguration, between that period, the president does continue to have a certain constitutional powers, the power to make new appointments. And we concluded that even during the transition period, the president of the Republic of Zambia, the outgoing president, does have the power to exercise the prerogative of mercy. But this is subject, of course, to the provisional requirement of advice being given to him by the advisory committee, which is also provided for in the Constitution.
With these pardons and with the constitutional backing, is there a limitation to what the president can do as a lame duck president?
Yes, there are limitations. He cannot make appointments because his role right now is merely to wait as he exits after the inauguration, which and the new president comes in. So there is a piece of legislation in Zambia, which is Act Number 32 of 2016, which deals with a transition. And in that piece of law, there is power given to a committee, which is simply called the Inauguration Committee. This committee is headed by the Secretary to the Cabinet. The committee is responsible for certain statutorily allocated functions during the period of transition.
Some Zambians say that some of the pardons are questionable. For example, in the case of Chishimba Kambwili, who was charged with 3 counts of forgery, and he's released on bail. Some say that he has even fomented tribal hatred.
There's a lot of public sentiment. As you are aware, people are talking a lot about this pardon. And as the Law Association of Zambia, what we have done is focused our statement on the legal provision surrounding a pardon. Now, all of these matters to do with who gets pardoned are the preserve of the advisory committee. That is our law in this country. The advisory committee is the one that sits, deliberates, and comes to the conclusion as to who they will recommend for reasons that they have, and then they make that recommendation. If you are going to speak about the law, the question will really be, was there a recommendation for the persons that have been released made by the advisory committee? That is the focus of the Law Association of Zambia. You see, now whether these pardons have benefited people who the public believe were not perhaps meritorious, because there will be views from different sections depending on what agendas that people are driving.
Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.